Hi, my name is Alan from Mallory Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. The result of Singapore General Election 2025 has reaffirmed the dominance of the People Action Party, or PAP, which has retained the majority of parliamentary seats and secured a clear renewed mandate from voters. Despite more vocal opposition and a political aware younger generation, the electorate has once again chosen continuity and stability. This political outcome is not only significant in terms of governance, but also has wide-reaching implications for the broader economy and the property market in particular. Real estate in Singapore is closely tied to policy, market confidence, and urban planning. With the PAP back in firm control, the next few years are likely to be shaped by continuity, cautious optimism, and calculated growth. This video will once again explore how the GE 2025 result is likely to affect property prices in Singapore, across HDB flats, private properties, and also the commercial real estate market. One of Singapore's greatest strengths as a real estate investment destination is its political stability. With GE 2025 confirming another strong term for the PAP and a seamless handover to 4G leaders under Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, investors, both local and foreign, can expect a steady policy environment. This continuity provides a platform for sustained confidence in the property market. Political stability reduces perceived risk and encourages long-term investments in both residential and commercial real estate. In the global climate of geopolitical tension, inflation volatility, and interest rate uncertainty, Singapore's predictable governments stand out. Over the past few years, HDB resale prices have seen strong growth, reaching record high after high. This has raised concern about affordability and long-term sustainability. During the GE 2025 campaign, the PAP acknowledged this concern and reiterated its commitment to affordable home ownership. With a strong mandate now secure, the government is expected to stay the course with existing housing plans and introduce new measures to rein in excessive price growth in the resale market, if any. Here, what can we expect? The government has already mentioned that they have plans to ramp up HDB BTO program to curb the price growth in the resale market. The most recent move by HDB to allocate more weightage to second-timers also signal that more second-timers will be given a chance to buy heavily subsidized BTO flats. Such flats will be introduced in Sabawang, to Woolen, Tengah, as well as prime locations such as in Bukit Timah to Telok Blangah and others. In order to rein in speculation for city fringe homes, the authority has introduced the PLH model. PM Lawrence Wong has also mentioned during his election victory speech that the government will be re-looking into the housing issue that are raised during the 9 days of campaigning. Anyway, I'll be looking forward to the new minister that will undertake the Minister of National Development Portfolio. The other outstanding issue is the lease decay of aging HDB flats. Since 2018, when it was first announced that VERL will be the solution to this pressing problem, there is still no clarity on what are the conditions for VERL in specific, which estate will be given priority, and how is the payout will be like. Well, GE 2025 has already passed. Singaporeans are generally very happy. Let's revisit this issue again come GE 2030. I say, correct or not? Here, what is the impact on prices? Resale HDB prices may moderate or plateau over the next 1 to 2 years, with growth slowing to around 3 to 6% per annum. However, new MOP flats may skew these figures once again with a $1 million price tag. On the other hand, aging HDB flats will face headwind due to a shorter lease. Private residential property is more skeptical to market sentiment, market cycle, and influx of hot money. The PAP GE 2025 victory ensured that government land sales, urban planning, and housing policy will remain as it is. The private market is currently navigating a few key challenges, such as rising land and construction costs, and property cooling measures, especially the addition buyer stamp duty that are in place since 2011. Despite these factors, a strong political mandate can drive fresh demand, especially from HDB upgraders in $1 million HDB flats. Young working professionals with healthy income and reassure job security. And lastly, investors draw to Singapore's safe haven status amid global uncertainty. With uncertainty clear, developers once again will accelerate new launch in the coming months. However, don't expect runaway prices increase. The government has made clear its commitment to sustainable housing and will act if prices rise too quickly. The impact on prices will moderate to 2-4% annually, increase in private residential prices, particularly for OCR and RCR. CCR property may recover slightly, owing to more new homes to be launched that will easily touch 3,000 per square feet. Let's face it, foreigners love Singapore property even though they are crazily expensive as compared to their home country. The interest in Singapore property is influenced by two things: political risk and taxation. GE 2025 has reduced the former significantly. With the government's stable and business-friendly policy intact, Singapore remains an attractive destination for ultra-high net worth individuals, particularly from China, India, and Southeast Asia. However, the 60% ABSD for foreign buyers introduced in April 2023 remain a major deterrent. Unless the government revisits these taxes, foreign demand in the luxury residential market will remain cautious and selective. Luxury property prices will appreciate maybe at a less muted pace, between 1-3% annually, driven mainly by scarcity for good freehold properties. The GE 2025 result has also given clarity to major redevelopment plans across Singapore, many of which will affect commercial and real estate value. Key initiatives include Jurong Lake District, the second CBD with commercial and mixed-use projects, the Greater Southern Waterfront, a transformative residential and commercial zone, Woodland, Sembawang North Coast, which will have new industrial development tied in to the upcoming RTS. Not forgetting Punggol Digital District with the upcoming Singapore Institute of Technology campus, ample land nearby, and most importantly, with DPN Gan as a task force man on board. How not to realize these plans? This project will enhance the value of adjacent properties, both commercial and residential. A stable government is crucial for continuity for such long-term plans. However, how will prices move ahead? Seriously, I also don't know. As the commercial real estate market is very intertwined with leasing demand, vacancy rate, and outlook of the global economy. With an ongoing tariff war, I am cautiously approaching this segment. The government's strong mandate means it is unlikely to be pressured into relaxing property cooling measures. In fact, with the risk of renewed market enthusiasm post-election, the authority may remain on high alert to curb excessive speculation. The update in new launch take-up rate and housing indexes will be some of the key indicators. Instead, the focus will be on targeted housing grants, regional redevelopment, and long-term housing supply planning. This approach ensures that while property prices rise in tandem with economic fundamentals, affordability is maintained for Singaporeans. My only concern is the ramp-up in prices in the commercial segment, especially for retail space, that may have a correlation to the closing of many F&B businesses. Here, we will discuss this in details in subsequent videos. The PAB's strong mandate for GE 2025 is a stabilizing force for the Singapore property market. With political uncertainty behind us, home buyers, upgraders, developers, and institution investors can now act with confidence. This renewed trust in government leadership will likely result in moderate but sustained growth in property prices, especially in regions with infrastructure upgrades or strong demand fundamentals. However, this does not factor in if the impact of the global trade war, if it really happened. The government's well-established track record of managing speculative pressure means that any sharp price spike will be met with swift intervention. The Singapore property market remains a long-term, fundamentally driven arena, not a playground for short-term gains. This will be closely watched by the new housing minister under his charge. In summary, HDB prices will stabilize with mild growth. Private home prices will see healthy, manageable appreciation, and luxury properties may recover slowly. On the other hand, commercial and industrial space may face headwind ahead. GE 2025 has not changed the government philosophy on property. It has only reinforced it. And for Singapore real estate market, that may be the best news for the majority of Singaporeans once again. After all, whoever you have voted for is not important. Election fever is now over. As what PM Wong has said, we are all Singaporean. Let's work together for a better Singapore as a nation. Majulah Singapura. Thank you for watching.